Hello, America. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel hosting the Alex Jones Show. And of course, this 1 hour segment, I call it Bible Sirent Events. So I'm going to talk a little bit about everything. As you guys know, I'm a woman of science and a woman of the spirit. So right now, let's see what's going on. Of course, we talked earlier about a growing monkeypox outbreak in Africa, first health emergency, monkeypox outbreak. So what is monkeypox? Of course, this is a virus. It's spreading around. It's part of the, it's in the pox family, like smallpox or chickenpox. And if you've had chickenpox, you actually will have a bit of immunity against monkeypox. But I would tell people, this is what to do about monkeypox. Number one, if you see somebody that has a lot of sores on them, please don't touch them, because monkeypox is not, it is not spread by sneezing on someone. It is actually spread by when the liquid from the person's body touches you. So that's number one. Number two is I would advise people to build their immunity against monkeypox. We started talking about this 2 years ago when they tried to bring it in America. But now that Tedros has declared it a public health emergency, I think people need to take it more seriously. We had done something called Pox Defense. It's a herbal supplement from pitcher plant or Sarracenia purpura. This is a plant that the American Indians used in the days of smallpox outbreaks, and they used this plant. The plant looks like a pitcher. You can actually grow it in many parts. It's a very sensitive plant to grow. We tried to grow it down here in Texas. It didn't work out. But I had a friend that was able to grow it in the north, and she was able to harvest it. It's called Pox Defense, the little black bottle. It's called Pox Defense. So you need to use that to build your immunity against monkeypox. And if you can grow it, if you can order it, you can actually order the seeds and grow it in your house. And if you can order seeds and grow it for yourself, you can use it in a tea or in a supplement to kind of build your immunity. I always say one of the things that we've been doing is, before they bring anything, we try to go on the NIH website and start looking for studies that have been done about them and see whether we can put together supplements that can help people overcome some of the things that they are bringing. And then, of course, we also have the flood virus, COVID flood. That's the summer virus right now. They say it's really spreading in about 80 countries right now. They've not had an outbreak like this since 2022. But, of course, I'm going to give you the good news, because this flood virus, even though it's causing sickness, like most COVID does, not as many people are dying from it like before. I think it's because COVID is now endemic, so most people have some kind of immunity to COVID. But while I would still advise people to make sure that they are taking vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to kind of stop COVID, flu, dengue, and all these viruses, is so that we don't deal with what we call COVID long symptoms, because sometimes people get COVID and then they have these COVID long symptoms that affects them for a little while. But I would say, do not be scared, do not be terrified about it, because even though it's still causing sickness and disease, just they say out of about 400 people that catch COVID in Michigan State, only one person died. So I know that one out of 400 is not major, as if it was more, but one death is too much. So I'll just advise people, build your immunity against COVID by making sure you're taking vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have it in Covivites, or you can take it anywhere you can get it. But make sure that you build your immunity against COVID, flu, RSV. They are all RNA viruses. And as long as you build your immunity, your family can be protected. We have been doing this for 4 years. I think one of the greatest things that I have really learned in these past 4 years is to just be able to bring medicine and naturopathic medicine together. So that's what I'll tell people. Be prepared for that. I'm going to come back and talk about dengue and talk about a few other things that are coming that they are trying to release. But remember that we are in a battle for humanity. We're in a battle where they really want everyone to get sick, so that when you get sick, you can accept their mRNA vaccine. So if you learn to protect you and your family, then you don't have to take their mRNA vaccine. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also really going to be talking about how to be spiritually prepared, be physically prepared, be financially prepared, and just make sure that you're paranoid. Because, you know, in this craziness that we have going on, only people that are paranoid will survive. So try and be paranoid about everything. You know, question everything you hear on the media. Question everything. Just at least it's better to be safe than sorry. If you hear that it's going to rain, it's better to come out of your house with an umbrella then it doesn't rain than to wait till it rains and then you start looking around for an umbrella. So like I said, if you go to drstellamd.com, we have everywhere for you to get prepared. I'll be back very soon to talk a little more about what's going on.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, America, I'm back. Dr. Stella Emmanuel hosting the Alex Jones Show. Like I said, my segment is Bible Science and Current Events. So we talked about monkeypox earlier. Another thing that I think I've been reading about a lot is dengue fever. You know, dengue fever is also a virus too that, you know, dengue fever usually takes place in Africa, but like there's an increased risk of dengue fever viruses in the United States. Okay, the CDC is announcing June 25 that we have, that we have a lot of outbreak of dengue fever in America. Dengue fever is actually transmitted by a mosquito. So I'm kind of worried because of this Bill Gates mosquito thing that he keeps doing. He keeps releasing, genetically modified mosquitoes. So diseases that are transmitted by mosquitoes are now coming into our radar, which is not supposed to be that way. So the good thing about dengue fever is that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin also helps to treat dengue fever. So that's why I keep going back to everybody, make sure that you stock up on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Now, it's a virus. We have the bird flu, all right? Now, America, we've been having these dengues. The CDC has been doing these dengues with bird flu. I always feel as if it was like in the beginning of COVID where they started with, oh, somebody ate bat soup in a market in Wuhan, China, and then it jumped to human beings. It takes maybe many, many years for a virus to jump from one species to another. But somehow they believe that bird flu is going to jump straight to human beings, from birds to cows to chicken. The thing with the bird flu outbreak is that they can use bird flu not just to be able to give us vaccines, because right now Moderna has already been given millions of dollars to create the bird flu mRNA vaccine. But bird flu is not just about vaccines. Bird flu also affects our food supply, because right now they've killed tens of thousands of chicken just by testing them for bird flu. One of the doctors, Dr. Bird, remember the scarf lady during the Trump administration? She said that they should test every cow. So they can use bird flu to come after our cows, come after our chicken, come after our food supply because of bird flu. In fact, they say it can be transmitted right now to cats. So even your feline friends in your house can be taken out because of bird flu. So they are actually checking the sewer system in most counties right now for bird flu and COVID. So what happens when they are ready to throw out their pandemic? They will just say that, well, maybe Cook County or maybe Harris County, there's a high level of bird flu, and then they can just stop and lock down the whole place, and people will not know what to do. What bird flu is also a virus. All these things that I'm talking about, they are RNA viruses. Whether it's dengue, whether it's bird flu, pox, they are all RNA viruses. I am so happy about this information about RNA viruses. You know, the late Dr. Zelenko talked about it a lot too. God bless his soul. I grew up as a doctor. I've been practicing medicine, and all I did was just do medication. But the past 4 years has taught me that medicine is not just about giving people medications. It's also about health. It's also about helping people build their immunity against some regular viruses. You know, we never even knew that flu could be treated. But right now, with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, flu is also an RNA virus. RSV, all these things, the RNA viruses. We now realize from all these stupid pandemics that they are trying to throw at us that flu is actually treatable. RSV, monkeypox, dengue, all these viruses, as RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. I cannot stop saying this. They are sensitive to zinc. But the issue is that the human body cannot uptake the zinc we eat in our food or the zinc you take in supplements. So you need a zinc ionophore or something that will open zinc channels. That is where quercetin comes in. Quercetin is an over-the-counter medication. You can actually just get it over the counter. You can order it anywhere. You know, things like quercetin, elderberry, they are all zinc ionophores. We have it on our website called Covivite that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin put together. And I'm telling you, we've saved countless lives by just helping people to build their immunity against these viruses so that at least they have a fighting chance. And guess what? The study about zinc, I actually got it off the NIH website because I like to do that. When they said monkeypox was coming, I just went on the NIH website and I put studies on monkeypox, possible treatments, and I found out about Sarracenia purpura, which is pitcher plant, that can actually help with monkeypox. So I called some of my naturopathic doctors. I said, put together something, and they put together pox defense. This is what we call it, pox defense, that can help you build your immunity. This is not treatment. I'm not your doctor. So the only time I can give you that specific medical advice is if you sign up for our telehealth services. But this is just supplements that can help you build your immunity against most of these viruses that they're about to release. And the other thing that I've learned a lot is actually just about health-wise is medicinal herbs. You know, moringa. We actually have it right now. Moringa, ginger, lemongrass, turmeric, mint, spirulina. During the winter, I would just make teas from ginger and moringa. These are spices and herbs that we use. So look at them, look them up and start taking these herbs that can help you build your immunity. One of the biggest problems that we have in America right now is that we're not healthy. So try to do that. And of course, exercise, go outside, eat healthy. You know, I've been doing a lot of, you know, stuff right now and I've losing weight and stuff like that. Just, you know, cut down on your weight because I know how it is. When you're not healthy, that's when these viruses actually will hit you. So America, just listen, start learning to take responsibility for your own health. Another thing that I would try to tell people right now to is preparedness health-wise is please go to the market, go to the store, go to the supermarket and get over-the-counter medications you will need in an emergency, you know. Everywhere, get over-the-counter medicines. Get things like Tylenol. And I know people like Tylenol. No. I don't want to take any big pharma medicine. I'm still a physician. So the fact that I'm talking about, you know, herbal supplements and everything doesn't mean that I'm no longer a physician. I'm just going to write off all medications. After all, if you have a urine infection, you need an antibiotic. You know what I'm saying? If you have a cut on your skin, you need to be able to clean that cut. You need to apply antibiotics. You need to have band-aids to use. If you were to fall and sprain your leg, you're going to need to have ACE bandages. You're probably going to need maybe crutches. So one of the things that I try to tell people right now is that go to the website. No, go online or go to Walmart or wherever. Put together a first aid box, over-the-counter medicines that you can use in an emergency. If you go on my Twitter or my Twitter space, Stella_Emmanuel, I have a Twitter space that I really did about over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency so that you can put together a solid first aid box in case something crazy happens. You don't want to be hiding in your house. Then you have a urine infection. You don't know what to do. Or you have a skin infection or you have like maybe a spider bite and then you absolutely don't have any way of helping yourself. So I'm trying to teach people to become prepared and have that preparedness mindset. Like I said, I think everybody needs to get paranoid. It's only those that are paranoid in this season that will survive the craziness that is coming into our world. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to get you prepared so that you are ready if something happens. You know what I'm saying? And get prepared. Stock up food and water. You know, do a garage sale. I always say that. Do a garage sale. Sell off some of your shoes and Prada bags and sell off some of your toys and stock up food, beans, rice, you know, like, you know, nuts, things that are of high nutritional value, that if something happens, you and your family can survive. If they lock us down right now, what are you going to do? We have seen it like in Texas here that we've had a few hurricanes or a few weather events pass by. We're just 2 days away from the grocery stores being empty. Just 2 days. And the grocery stores are empty. You don't have water. You don't have anything. So make sure that if they're going to crash the system, that you can survive. And, you know, some of you are going to be like, come on, Dr. Stella, what do you mean by they're going to crash the system? They have a plan to crash the system because that is the only way they think they're going to be able to make us take their digital ID. I'm sure a lot of you that are watching this show know a lot of the things that the globalists are planning. You know about Agenda 2025, by 2020, Agenda 2030. But by 2025, they want every country to be digitalized. We know that. So they want that by 2030, all of us should be digitalized. All of us should have a chip in our skin. So you're not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept that. Many people are not going to accept that. The only way that they're going to try to get the weak-minded people to accept this digitalization is by disruptive events. They're going to disrupt your food supply. They're going to disrupt electricity. They're going to cyber attacks, weather events, you know, cloud seeding and weather events. You know, sometimes they're going to bring diseases so that people being scared of death are going to like run and go take some of their vaccines or whatever it is that they're trying to give you. So my thing is, have this mindset that we are in the end times. We're in a time when the kings of the world or the elites have taken counsel against us. The Bible talks about it in Psalm 2. They've taken counsel against the world. They look at you and I like sheep or cattle. They don't think that we're worth living. They think that they can tell us what to do or they can chip us and just control us like little minions. So you have to understand that and not just understand it as head knowledge, but bring it down as heart knowledge and prepare yourself to survive. You know, if you prepare to survive, then you will not be scared. If you know that, okay, you know what? Push come to shove, I stay in my house for a year. Then, you know, you will not be scared. I advise people, try and stock up food for about a year. You know, so number one, you're going to be spiritually prepared. I'm going to, in this last segment, I'm going to talk about spiritual preparedness. You're going to be spiritually prepared. Give your life to Jesus. I'm a preacher of the gospel. This last day battle is between Jesus and the devil. And whether you like it or not, you're going to choose sides. There's not going to be any middle ground. You're not going to have to decide that, well, I don't want Jesus. I don't want the devil either. I'm just going to be by myself. It's not going to happen. You either choose Jesus or the devil. If you don't choose God, the devil will have you. So I tell people, give your life to Jesus. Make sure that you're right with God. Read the Bible. Know God for yourself. Make sure that when something crazy happens, you can call on Jesus, number one. Number two, be physically prepared. Stock up food, water. Like I said, stock up. I usually use Goya. I go to Goya because, you know, because like their beans can last for like 7 years, you know, get food that can last for a long time. And I always advise people, don't throw away your food. If you look at your food and it's been expired for a year, you can still eat it as long as it doesn't smell or taste bad. I think your nose and your taste buds are a better indication of whether food is spoiled than the expiration date. Because we found that expiration dates are just put there so that you can throw away the food and buy new ones. So don't throw away your food until they really smell bad or taste bad. So, and you can tell if you open a can that is bad, it's going to smell bad. It's going to have, you know, sometimes it's going to have too much air in it or something. So, yeah. So don't throw away your food. You know, watch your food before you throw it away and make sure you can still reuse it. So stock up food. And then part of physical preparedness is like, you know, water filtration system. Get something that you can collect water from rainwater. When we have, think about this. If they have a disruptive event right now and there's no electricity, and we'll face that in Texas because during the past hurricane that we had here, many people didn't have power for 2 weeks. Get a small solar generator. They have them right now for about $1,500. You can get a solar generator, and that solar generator can run your refrigerator so that you can stock up, you can be able to save your food because a lot of people's food got spoiled because they didn't have a refrigerator. You have those solar generators. They have like portable solar panels that you can just keep out in the sun, pull it into your house and plug it on the solar generator, and you can be able to run your refrigerator. Or for people that have medical devices, they can be able to run that. So find a way to get, you know, save, like I said, do garage sale. These things are important. And get a portable solar generator for your house so that you can survive if there's no electricity. And of course, stock up batteries, charcoal grill. You know, with a charcoal grill, you can practically just put twigs in it and cook, you know. Get charcoal grill, batteries, you know, solar power banks and stuff like that. And if you live in a community, get walkie-talkies that can go maybe a mile or two so that you can communicate with your family on walkie-talkies. So these are some of the things that I'll try to tell people to, you know, about preparedness. Be physically prepared. You understand what I'm saying? Water filtration system too is very good. where you can fetch water in a lake and filter it and use it. You know, everybody has to have like a, they call it a boondocker bag, a bag that you can throw on you and take off. And it has the medicines you need. It has food supply for a little bit. It has, it has like over-the-counter things that you need. You have a first aid kit. Get those things so that when something happens, if you're flooding, you can go up and you should have a bag that has everything that you need. So just be prepared. And that's what I tell everybody, be prepared. One of the things that we do is we help people to be medically prepared. Medically prepared, I tell people, like I say, all these viruses, they are RNA viruses, they are actually sensitive to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. If there's a website called, I think it's IVM, C19IVM.com and C19HCQ.com. If you go there, you see hundreds of studies that show that hydroxychloroquine helps with all of these viruses. So make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Do it today. Go to your doctor. See whether they can give it to you. If they cannot give it to you, go on our website. In all 50 states, we have doctors that will prescribe it. But we will not call it to regular pharmacies, because if you call it to mainstream pharmacies, they're not going to fill it. We've been doing that for 4 years now. But we call it to mainstream pharmacies and they refuse to fill it. So we put together a group of mom and pop pharmacies that are licensed all over the nation that can actually be able to ship these medications to your home. So if you wait till you get sick or you wait till something bad happens, we're not going to be able to ship it to you and it will get to you. What if the post office is disrupted? Do you understand what I'm saying? And we cannot ship to you, or doing the crowd strike thing that happened, we could not even, our website went down for a little bit. Maybe you cannot even get on our website. So I always tell people right now, be prepared by having hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. This is, if there's anything you can get from this, please. Because you can buy quercetin over the counter. You can get zinc over the counter. But to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in America, you need a prescription. And right now, while we can still do it, while some of these crazy ages are not fighting against it, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. Do a telemedicine appointment on our website, drstellamd.com. Make sure you do the telemedicine appointment. If you use promo code Alex, you'll get a discount. Get a telemedicine appointment. We're going to look at your weight, the medications that you're taking. We're going to look at your health profile, and then they'll prescribe it to you according to your health profile. Send it to the pharmacist, and then the pharmacist will ship it to you. Usually, we will give you, with prevention, that could last you about a year. So some people are like, well, that is expensive, but we're giving you stuff that can last you for about a year. So please do that for you and your family and do it today. We have the COVID Complete Pack. It has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. It has Z-Pack. It has a nebulizer. This is a handheld nebulizer that you can use. If there's something happens, you can use it. You can charge it with your power bank. If there's no electricity and you need a breathing treatment, you can use it with your power bank. So this is part of the COVID Complete Pack. We also have a pulse oximeter where you can check your oxygen, because, you know, during COVID, most people could not check their oxygen, and people started getting sick. Before even they got worse, their oxygen started dropping. So we have a pulse oximeter where you can check your oxygen. So get that for your family, for every member of your family. It's life-saving. It's going to help you. And then we also have 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. You can get that on our websites too. And like I said, use promo code Alex. So that is my preparedness package. Preparedness, physical preparedness, medical preparedness, over-the-counter medicines, food, stock up food. And then, of course, we'll talk about financial preparedness. Make sure that you have gold and silver. Make sure that you have, you know, something that you can barter with. And, of course, being that I'm a Texan, we always talk about our guns and ammo. Make sure you're well loaded, that if somebody's going to enter your house, you're going to go down fighting. You're not just going to throw your hand in the air. You'll be calling Jesus and shooting. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to go down fighting if somebody breaks into your home and try to harass you. Because think about it. If there's no food, within 3 days, people are going to start storming the houses of people trying to get food. People get crazy when things go bad. So make sure that you're in a position to protect you and your family. So that is what I want to tell the American people right now. And as you do this, remember, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm not trying to get you to be like, oh my God, Dr. Stella is saying this and I'm terrified. No, you don't need to be terrified. The only reason is that if you are prepared, then you will not be scared. If you have food, if you have medications, if you have your over-the-counter medicines, if you have charcoal grill and everything, you will not be scared. The last time we had a hurricane pass through, we went through it like a breeze, because we had solar, we had everything that we needed. Our fridges were working just good and everything was fine. make sure that you are prepared. That is what I would say. And the other thing I'll say of health preparedness, of course, is that make sure that you take care of your health very well. Exercise, fresh fruits, eat good food, you know. And, I forgot one more thing. Learn to grow your own food. If you live in an urban area, you can practically grow spices. Like we're growing lemongrass, we're growing mint on our ranch. We're growing food, you know, corn, beans, peanuts. We're just growing food. If you don't have a ranch like we do, just get a family member or friends. If somebody has a 5-acre lot somewhere, you can actually rent part of it and you guys can learn to grow stuff like a community. You know what I'm saying? Rent maybe half an acre from them, and without half an acre you rent, you can learn how to grow your own food. How do you learn how to grow food? Just go online and Google it. You know, grow watermelon and cucumbers and beans and rice and stuff. Potatoes. Do you know potatoes can practically grow in a bag? And potatoes take like about 3 months to ripe. So potatoes is like one of the easiest things to grow. Buy some potatoes from. I actually try to go to places where they still have non-GMO stuff. And then I buy them so that I can grow my own food, you know. So learn to grow your own food just in case things get really, really crazy and you have to feed yourself or fend for yourself. So learn these things. You know, when you get together with people, start learning to build communities of people that can protect each other. Don't. We grew up, we as human beings, in the past, we all had communities and communities took care of each other. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but right now, most people don't understand community anymore. Everybody's just on their cell phone and nobody wants to talk to anybody. It's time to go back to hanging around with communities and just learning to sit with other people, talk with other people and help each other. There are people that have different skills. There are people that have different resources. And we can help each other with different resources. So those are some of the things that I want to get to the American people today. Like I said, do not be scared. Just be prepared. That is, preparedness is the most important thing right now. These globalists, they have a lot of crazy stuff planned for us. I just came back from Africa. I was in Nigeria. I was in Uganda and Kenya. It is crazy. There's so much digitalization right now. In some places, they didn't even look at my ticket, just looked at my face, and they were able to put me on the plane with just my face. You know what I'm saying? In Kenya right now, they are trying to chip babies from when they are born. Nigeria is in a really, really bad state. I'm probably going to talk about it a little more before I go into scripture. Nigeria is in a horrible state right now. When I was there, they were rioting because there's famine in the land. People don't have food to eat. People don't have, you know, a bag of rice has gone from like 15,000 naira to about 100,000 naira. It's crazy that, you know, right now, you know, when this current president took over Tinubu, he crashed everything. He took subsidies of gasoline. He took subsidies of diesel. He took subsidies of electricity. And think about that. Nigeria is an oil producing nation. So he took all these subsidies, crashed everything, crashed the whole economy. And Nigerians don't farm because their economy is based on oil and industrialization. And when people started thinking about going back to the farm, they have Boko Haram and Fulani herdsmen killing people in the farm. So Nigerians cannot even go back to the farm. They are starving. People are practically dying from starvation in Nigeria right now. They use Nigeria as their flagship country for digitalization. And it's they've taken over Nigeria. In Nigeria right now, you cannot take out $30 from your bank account. You have old mothers that can barely understand English, transmitting money through their cell phone. So this is where we are right now. And in Uganda, everywhere is digitalized. So we know that this is coming. And right now, like I said, be prepared, America, because this is the times that we're in. And I will be back again in the next segment to talk to you a little more about what the Bible says about this. Like I said, Bible science and...
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The only show that dares to speak the truth. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hello. Hi, America, I'm back. Now, I actually want to, we're going to be going into a lot of things that are happening, why all this is happening and what the scriptures are talking about it. Like I said, my statement is Bible, science, and current events. I just came back from Africa, as I said in the last segment, and there's a lot of digitalization going on all over the world. I would tell everybody, just pick up your phone, Google digital ID, and just put any nation, whether it's Kenya, Mexico, Colombia, America, Canada, all nations right now. In fact, the globalists want by 2025 for all nations to have a digital ID. So they pick Nigeria as a flagship country for their digitalization. And what does this have to do with scripture? If you read in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, it talks about a time will come when you're not going to be able to buy or sell until you have a mark on your under your skin or on your forehead. And when they talk about this mark, everybody has talked about the mark of the beast, the 666 mark of the beast. We've heard it for ages. We've preached about it for a long time. But Right now, everything is together to bring that to pass. So the beast system is ready right now. The mark of the beast is ready. And it's actually going to be a currency, because the Bible says you're not going to be able to buy or sell without having this mark. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not an arbitrary something, or you know, something that is going to be something in the spirit that people will not see in the physical. You're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. So it's actually a currency. And when we heard about this and preach about this for years, we didn't even realize it until now. We're seeing the whole system come together about this beast system. You know, that nobody's going to be able to buy or sell till you have this digital ID, you know. And if you can Google it, there's something called the quant. Digital ID is the quant. This was put together in 2015, sorry. So they had their digital ID ready. You can actually, if you Google Bill Gates and Rice University quantum dot tattoo, they had it there so that they can use it to track your immunization. They can track your money and everything. So a lot of people, it's like this just about control, and digitalization is about, they want to control us, they want to take our money, depopulation. But I think it's a deeper thing than just depopulation and control. I think it's a deeply spiritual thing. Why do I think it's a deeply spiritual thing? Because I do believe that the devil wants you and I to be corrupted. If you and I are corrupted, then we would pledge our allegiance to the devil. And then once we pledge our allegiance to the devil can take over our world. And that's what everybody has to understand. So they picked Nigeria as one of the flagship countries to put this digitalization together. Nigeria is one of the biggest countries in Africa. Nigeria is so industrialized. It's just kind of like America. People there don't go to the farm. Nigeria had this oil boom that came through, and then, you know, they have industries, and, you know, so Nigeria is a pretty great country, you know. I know a lot of people don't know a lot of what's going on in Nigeria, and a lot of people just hear some of the crazy stuff that a few Nigerians do. But Nigeria is a pretty great country. And, you know, it's like the giant of Africa. Nigeria has about 200 million people. So many, 200 and something million people. So many people in Nigeria actually survive in business, because since it has such a large population in a small area, the landmass of Nigeria is not even up to the landmass of Texas. So you have about 200 and something million people living in this small landmass. Everybody buys and sells. Nigeria is a country where you can do all kinds of businesses. Anything that you sell in Nigeria, you're going to find people to buy it, because the population is so thick and so is so much in a small area. So because of that, I think Nigerians have learned to do a lot of business. And a lot of Nigerians actually got away from farming. So if you look at, I was in Uganda. One of the reasons why it's going to be harder to take down a country like Uganda, or to take down a country like Cameroon, I come from Cameroon originally, is that we have food. Cameroon has been in a war right now for almost 10 years, but the people still survive because we have food. The whole economy of Cameroon is based on agriculture. Yes, we have oil, but we never knew what happened to the oil. The oligarchs just take it and sell it to their friends in the West, and we never saw anything about it. So our economy is still really based on agriculture. Everybody in Cameroon farms, you know, even at all levels, ministers, teachers, doctors, everybody in Cameroon has a farm. So we've always learned how to farm. And because of that, the Cameroon economy is based on agriculture. So there's food. There's plenty of food everywhere. But Nigeria is a different situation. They don't have food. What happened 3 years ago, they started with telling everybody in Nigeria to bring their phones. That if you did not turn your phone in, if you did not register your phone, they turned it off. So most Nigerians had to go register their phone. That is how their digital ID started. Because Nigeria was a country where you couldn't track anybody because everybody was everywhere. Nobody had anything. Nobody knew the number of people that were even in Nigeria. They decided that if you cannot have a phone in Nigeria till you register it with the system. So you had to register with the system. And if you did not register it with the system, they turned your phone off. So 3 years ago, all Nigerians had to register their phones. Then 2 years ago, around the end of the year, they decided that they wanted to change the Nigerian naira. They wanted to change the currency. This is what they said. They're like, well, election is coming. They want to make sure that the currency is changed, because if they don't change the currency, you know, if they don't change the color of the currency, there's a lot of people keeping money. There's going to be fraud during the elections. So they mopped out trillions of naira out of the Nigerian system. And then what happened? When it was time to give the money back, they refused to give them the money back. People had to start using transmitting money. So Nigeria has actually adopted the e-naira, whether they like it or not. Right now in Nigeria, you cannot even withdraw $30 out of the bank. So most people have learned to transmit money through the digital system. So Nigerians have been forced to accept the e-naira. They destroyed small businesses. They destroyed people that are just managing to survive. If they didn't have a way to transmit money, then they got shut down. So that happened. And then, of course, we know about what happened in the election. Obi was the favorite of the country. I'm sure he won. But, of course, they installed Tinubu because Tinubu is a globalist. The minute they install him, Bill Gates was there doing their thing. The globalists were there. In fact, during the election, this girl in Atlanta, Stacey Adams, was actually in Nigeria during the election. So when I saw that, I told Nigerians, I said, listen, Tinubu is going to win because they're going to install him because he's a globalist. The minute he got installed, he did a few things. He took away oil subsidies. He took away gasoline subsidies. He took away electricity subsidies in America, in Nigeria. So a Nigeria that's an oil-producing country, gasoline went from 150 naira to about 800 naira. So just think about gasoline going from maybe $1.50 to $8. That's the kind of thing that happened. Diesel also has gone that crazy. I was in Nigeria, people will line up for hours just to get gas, just to buy gas. That is crazy. People are lining up for like hours, like just the road is blocked. Why? Because the gas station, the filling stations don't even have gas. So people are lining up to get gas. So this is happening in Nigeria right now. Electricity has gone up. So with that, food, transportation, everything has gone up. A bag of rice that was about maybe $15 is right now about maybe $100. So let me from 15 naira to 100 naira. Food is scarce. People don't have food. Nigerians that have been trying to go back to the farm, they have what they call Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen, killing them in the farms. So Nigerians cannot even return back to agriculture because they have the Fulani herdsmen that are killing people in the farms and everything. Boko Haram, you've heard about all these terrorists. So Nigeria is in a really bad state. When I just left last week, they were rioting because there's no food. And I keep telling Nigerians that the issue with rioting is that they're going to want them to riot. They are beginning to talk already about universal basic income, where they're going to give people food, essential commodities, rice and everything. And of course, they will start it by putting it in a cart and the next thing is going to go under your skin. They're just using Nigeria as a flagship country. This is not just going to happen in Nigeria. In America, it's going to happen. It's going to happen everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they just did it in Nigeria and they found out that they succeeded. They succeeded to get Nigerians down. So Nigerians are trying to riot right now, go out on the street and march. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to help. Because when they start rioting, that is when they will really lock them down, bring security measures, introduce universal basic income, and insist that because of this security, everybody has to take this mark. So I need people to hear this so that if it starts happening in our country or start happening anywhere else, you can be aware of the fact that they have these things in place. So you don't comply. I thank God for the patriots in America because Nigerians are not really patriotic. Nigerians are like man for himself, God for we all. But, you know, Americans were patriotic. So I thank God for the American patriots that are willing to stand and fight for this nation and willing to say no. So I'm telling this to just inform you so that way you don't wait till something crazy happens and then you're like, what do I do? You be prepared and also do not comply. Do not comply to whatever it is that they are trying to bring down. It is because we refuse to comply. That is why the world is still where it is today. I remember July of 2020, where I stood in front of the Supreme Court and screamed that COVID is treatable. Do not be scared. Come out of your homes. You don't need to be locked down. It was because I was not afraid to die. And when you are not afraid to die, God always has your back. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony because we love not our lives unto death. So this is the situation that we're dealing with. The situation, this is a spiritual battle that they are using physical means to fight it. They're going to use, if you read in the Bible in Matthew 24, they're going to be famine, pestilences. They're going to be wars and rumors of wars. They're going to be bad weather events, earthquakes in diverse places. The Bible has written these things already. And it's important that you know what the Bible says so that you can stand in these last days and not just be like, I don't know what's going on and I'm scared. If you know the truth and you read towards the end of the Bible, you read Revelation all the way to the end, you see that at the end of the day, Jesus wins this battle. But between now and when Jesus wins the battle and comes back to save all of us and humanity, there's going to be a lot of perilous times coming. Crazy times are coming. And you need to know that so that you are not overtaken by the crazy times. So that's what I'm talking about. And if you read in the book, there's a scripture that I have in the book of Daniel. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Such as do wickedly against the covenant shall the devil corrupt with flatteries." What does this mean? That means if you live your life wicked in wickedness, if you live your life against the word of God, if you live your life sinning in iniquity, you are opening up for the devil to corrupt you, to corrupt your mind, to corrupt your soul, to corrupt your flesh. What I mean by sin, I'm talking about sin, like sex outside marriage, like smoking, drinking, lying, fornicating, just all the things that we do that are against the word of God. If we allow those things into our lives, then we'll allow the devil to corrupt us, because that's what happens. The devil only attacks you when you open the door. You understand what I'm saying? But those that know God, know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. That means if you know who you are in Christ, it's not just by claiming that, oh, I'm saved. It's actually really knowing God's word, knowing God's will for your life. If you don't read the Bible and know the Bible for yourself, you will be harassed by the devil. You will be corrupted. You will go through fear. You will have all kinds of evil stuff happening to you. You know, we as prayer warriors, people are always calling me, "Dr. Stella, the devil is doing this. Oh, there's a witch doing this to me, or there's somebody doing that to me, or this is happening to me, or they shot some weapon in my body." And I keep saying the issue is that you don't know your God. If you know God and you're connected to God and you're connected to the Holy Spirit and you're connected to the word of God, God will protect you. The Bible says the angels of God encamp around about those that fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Don't just live your life in your own way, because we are in the end times when the devil wants to corrupt all of us. All these digitalization things that they are doing is not just about population control. It's not just about controlling what you do. It's about getting under your skin and corrupting your humanity. All these gene modification vaccines that they are giving people is about corrupting your humanity. And when they corrupt your humanity, you're no longer fully human. And when that happens, you are in trouble. The Lord gave me this scripture for those that took the vaccine, because there's always the beautiful thing about knowing God is that God is a good God. He's a benevolent God. And he always has a way out for those that repent, for those that look at what they do and said, "Man, I was wrong." This is before you take the mark of the beast. When you say, "Here, put the mark on my hand," you're gone for. I don't think the vaccine was the mark, because first of all, it's not on your wrist. Second of all, I don't think people are going to be the Bible says he causes people to take the mark. So the beast system is being put together. But you see, if you know God and you know what you're doing and you understand the word of God and what is happening, you're not going to take this thing into your system. So for those that took the vaccine, my first thing I will tell you is repent. And when I have told people to repent, they're like, "Why should I repent if I was deceived?" Repent because you were deceived. If you knew the word of God, if you heard the Holy Spirit, if you knew God for yourself and you had discernment, you would not have been deceived. People are like, "Well, I needed to feed my family." It's because you did not believe that God could feed you. "Oh, I was scared that I could die." The spirit of fear. You did not believe that God could take care of you. So you were afraid to die, or you were afraid to lose your job, or you just wanted convenience. Whatever reason that you took the vaccine, or you just didn't know, you were deceived. Why were you deceived? You were deceived because you didn't hear the Holy Spirit. Many people, I'm sure a lot of you listening to me, actually had dreams, visions, revelations that said, no, don't take the vaccine. Many people had visions from the Lord to not take the vaccine, had dreams to not take the vaccine. And we also came out, and God used voices like me and many other voices to shout to you not to take it, but you took it anyway. So that is why you need to repent. The Bible says in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, and you can put that up, Titus 3 verse 5, that salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, how do you get saved? I believe what happened in the Garden of Eden was a spiritual genetic corruption. Because of that, all of us got corrupted, and we all had the mindset of the corruption that came from Adam. So when you give your life to Christ, you repent from your sins and you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. If the devil has deceived you to corrupt you again the same way he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, you can pray and ask God to have mercy on you and repent. And then if you go on our website, the Bible, there's a place that you can use. You see, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy has saved us by the washing of regeneration or regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So God can regenerate you. God can change your genes back to his genes. You understand what I'm saying? Regeneration. When you give your life to Christ, there is regeneration. And if you took this vaccine, pray for God to regenerate you. If you go to drstellamd.com, there's a post there that says that, did you take the vaccine? Do you regret it? They will enter an email and will send you prayers that you can do so that God can change your spiritual DNA back. There is a spiritual corruption that comes from taking the vaccine and also a physical corruption. We deal with the physical corruption by what we call the vax detox. We have a vax detox. We have COVID light. We have COVID cleanse and COVID visor. We give you to help you to detox the physical effect of the vaccine. It is just a help. But the main thing that you need to do is to get the spiritual consequences, and then you will have a relief in the physical. We have prayed for people. We prayed for a lady that was paralyzed, and she repented. She was crying. I just laid hands on her. I said, let the redemptive power in the blood of Jesus flow through you and regenerate you in the name of Jesus. I said, blood of Jesus, go deep into her DNA. Make her new. This woman, I'm telling you, the paralysis got released. This was at a conference out in the open. People saw it. The paralysis got released. And, you know, we've had people prayed with heart disease, that the heart disease got released. We've had all kinds of diseases that come from this vaccine. And when people repent and truly cry out to God, God does not only regenerate them spiritually, but he also heals the physical effects. So believe that God can heal you and start trusting in God's word to heal. And, you know, so this is what I'm telling people. Don't be scared and say, oh, my God, I am gone. I'm doomed for. Until you have taken the mark that will be injected in your skin and the forehead, that you still have an ability to repent. So please repent. Ask the Lord to help you and clean yourself from this system and have faith. You know, a lot of people, the reason why all this crazy stuff is happening today is because they don't have faith. You know, in the Bible, they talk about in the last days there will be perilous times. You know, the love of many will wax cold. We are in the last days. The veil of the last days is people don't know God anymore. People don't want to pray. They don't want to read the Bible. People's hearts are cold. If you read the book of Acts, you know, our churches right now do not even look like what used to happen in the book of Acts. It's because we're under the veil of the last days. And every one of us have to understand that and realize that so that you do not get deceived. You understand what I'm saying? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 3 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. All this once safe, always safe. I can live in sin. I can act whatever I like. And Jesus still loves me and it doesn't matter. Yes, Jesus loves you, but there's consequences to sin. It gives the devil ability to mess up your life. So we should know that. Make sure that your conscience is not seared. Make sure that you allow God to be in your heart. And, you know, remember that the Holy Spirit is still around to help you. That the Holy Spirit is here to help you. God did not leave us here by ourselves. Always call on the help of the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. To help you to stand. To help you to do the right thing. To help you to stay away from sin. And when bad things are happening to you, cry out for the Holy Spirit to help you. He's our helper. You know, some say, if you read in John 14 from verse 16, I think John 14 from verse 15 to 18, it talks about the Holy Spirit being our helper. God did not leave us here like orphans. The Spirit of God is here on earth with us, and he is here to help you. You have to ask, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to walk right. Help me to pray. Help me to know you more. Protect me, Lord. You know what I'm saying? So you have to pray for yourself. And the other thing I'm going to say is that, like, right now we're talking about the election coming. We have to pray for God to intervene. When you and I start speaking, God will intervene. You see, the Bible says that God gave the earth to the daughters of men. It did not say God gave the earth to Christians. It said he gave it to the sons and daughters of men. So if God gave the earth to the sons of men, that means God gave the earth to you and I. So also Satanists, also demonic people, they are also human beings. They have authority over this earth. In fact, it is spirit in a dirt body, in dirt, like flesh, that has authority over this earth. So think about it. When the devil start cloning people and demonic spirits live in them, they can also have authority to speak over this earth. The reason why the devil is winning is because we're allowing the priesthood of the devil to have a louder voice. When the voice of righteousness, the voice of prayer start rising up louder than the voice of sin and iniquity and all this debauchery that the devil is bringing, then we have a fighting chance. So I'm telling you as a child of God, if you've not given your life to Christ, just pray that, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I make you my Lord and Savior. And you become, come into the kingdom of God and start praying. Speak. Open the Bible. If you go on my ministry website, firepowerministry.org, we have all kinds of prayers. You can pray for just every kind of situation that you're dealing with. We have all kinds of prayers that you can pray so that you can be strong and healthy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm telling this to everybody because God gave you and I custody of this world. And we cannot allow the devil and his team of humans to take over the custody that God gave us. And if you and I refuse to take authority over the earth, the devil's people will take authority over the earth. Witches, wizards, warlocks, all of them, all these Illuminati and everything, all these occultists, they will take over. You see what happened in the Olympics. You see what happened in Brazil, mocking Jesus and all that stuff. If you and I refuse to exercise our authority and speak over this world, the prevailing priesthood will win. Whether it's the priesthood of the devil or the priesthood of God. So remember, God is relying on you and I to make a decision. He said, if we bind whatever you and I bind here on earth, it will be bound in heaven. If you and I refuse to bind, you and I refuse to decree, you and I refuse to speak righteousness, you and I refuse to speak life, then God cannot do anything until human beings speak. The devil is not supposed to do anything until human beings speak too. But of course, the devil deceives people to fall into sin, and then he can take over their life and mess up their lives. So my thing right now is that you and I have to come back to a place where we take custody over our world and speak life into our world, speak life into our family, pray prayers. We do a prayer space on Twitter on Sunday nights. You can see it on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel. We do a prayer space right there. And then we really, I also do, I preach every day through Rumble. Not every day. I preach on Sundays and Wednesdays on Rumble. So you can listen to some of these messages so that you can grow spiritually and be able to stand and fight. Anyway, I'm about to get off, but listen. So, like I said, be spiritually prepared, financially prepared, physically prepared. Go to drstellamd.com. Do an appointment. Get your medicines. Get your vitamins. Get everything that you need. And remember, you and I can be strong, and God is relying on you and I to make sure that we have a better custody of our world. Thank you, and I'll be with you again next week. God bless you. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.